Question arises in terms of Motzai Shabbos, just like we had Erev Shabbos, what has the Kedimos, Ner Shabbos or Ner Chanukah? And there, even though Tadir would have pointed us in the direction of doing Ner Shabbos first, which is in fact the sheet of the Rashba, common practice is in accordance with the Bahag that we do Neros Chanukah first before we accept Shabbos upon ourselves, even if, again, on a theoretical level, there's certainly room to debate that. So Motzai Shabbos, you know, there are at least three good reasons that we should really make Havdalah before we do Hadlakas Neros Chanukah. One of them is like the most obvious thing, make Havdalah before you start doing a malacha of lighting Chanukah candles. All right, so I know what you'll tell me. You'll say, not so important to make Havdalah. You already say Atachon and Tanu. Maybe if you missed Atachon and Tanu in the Shemona Esrei. But that's at least one thing to talk about. The other thing to talk about is like the Aruch HaShulchan says, if you think about it, right, Havdalah and Shabbos, and then Neros Chanukah belongs the next day. So, of course, we light Neros Chanukah at night, but, you know, first you should finish off Shabbos and then begin with the mitzvos of the next day. So that's another very reasonable reason to put, Havdalah before Neros Shabbos. And the third reason is Tadir Visheno Tadir, Tadir Kodem. Even if you say they belong to the same halachic time zone, which is certainly a reasonable contention, so Havdalah comes up every week, and Havdalah comes, and Neros Shabbos, Neros Chanukah, excuse me, comes once a year. And yet, despite all of that, very good rationale, that's not what we do in shul. Maybe that's what we do at home. Maybe not. It's machlokes achronim. Common practice is, of course, at home to make Havdalah first, and then to do Neros Chanukah for the reasons that I just delineated. But in shul, that's not what we do, right? We light Neros Chanukah prior to making Havdalah. And it really is a very strange phenomenon. The Aruch HaShulchan says, okay, it's all mitin persu menisa, but that needs to be explained. I mean, what's the difference if you make Havdalah first? Is it any less persu menisa if 3 minutes later, you light Neros Chanukah, everybody's going to run out the door? So the Rav didn't think that was a satisfactory explanation. And the Rav wanted to develop the idea a little bit further. He said it's mishum persu menisa. We just have to understand what persu menisa is all about. It's one of the most elegant ideas that the Rav developed. He held it b'chol ha-Torah kulos. It's just an application. The Rav used to like to say, if you have 10 guys sitting in shul reading the Morgen Journal, okay, it's a Yiddish daily or whatever it was back in the day, that doesn't make a tzibur. Doesn't make a tzibur. Having 10 people doesn't make a tzibur. The truth is it actually comes from a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. I realized this much later on. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah talks about you could have 10 people, 100 people, 1,000 people, a million people, hani nami ki yechidim damu. They all have the status of yechidim unless there's a davar hama'agid, unless there's something that's mitzarif them into a tzibur. Right? You literally could have 1,000 people sitting in a room and they're not considered a halachic tzibur. You have 10 people that form a tzibur. It's like the Rambam, the Rav brought this out, and Hilchos Tvila says that that's why we sit for Ashrei. The Rambam says you don't have the option of standing. You're supposed to sit because that's what's koveya, the tzibur. So the Rav thought that was the idea of what we're trying to do in shul. The whole reason that we have Hadlakas Neros Chanukah in shul is midin persu menisa, but that's only true if you have a tzibur in shul. The Rav felt that once you make Havdalah after Ma'ariv and Motzai Shabbos, you don't have a tzibur anymore. You might have 10 guys, you might have 1,000 guys, but it doesn't mean that you have a tzibur. He felt that once you break Shabbos, meaning the end Shabbos, by doing Havdalah, so that breaks apart the tzibur. The only way that we could have a tzibur for purposes of Hadlakas Neros Chanukah is actually, and it's a really fascinating idea, by pushing off the Havdalah. So again, some people like to say it's because of Ichure Yom HaMachrin, that we want to always push off Havdalah and keep Shabbos as long as possible. But this is, the Aruch HaShulchan already points out that's a very strange rationale. It can't be for that reason, because you're lighting Neros Chanukah. It's not like you're observing Shabbos any longer, right? And again, it would be this sort of a strange thing. Why wouldn't that apply at home just as much? So again, in the shul, the whole idea of Hadlakas Neros Chanukah and then Havdalah seems to be predicated on the idea that persu menisa really only applies until you make Havdalah, which is kind of a revolution in the definition, in the halachic definition of what constitutes a tzibur. It doesn't matter how many people you have, it really matters whether they're still considered bound as one singular entity. Rabbi Chananya ben Akasha,